Jesus. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made for both you and I. This is the day that the Lord has made for us. We will rejoice and be glad in him. The strength of our life, we say thank you, Jesus. The pillar that holds our life, we say thank you, Jesus. The lover of our life, we say thank you, Jesus. The restorer, the sustainer of our life, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the dawning of a new day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your help. Thank you because you are good to us and your mercy endures forever. And your goodness will continue from generations to generations. Lord, we are very grateful. We say thank you, Jesus, for the past. Thank you, Jesus, for the present. And we say thank you for the future. We lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. We are grateful. And we continue to be grateful in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is another Saturday, the 24th day in the month of January 2026. The grace of the Lord has kept us and we are grateful. From the depth of our heart, we say thank you, Jesus. I want us to join me together as we make this words of declaration. The Lord is the strength of my life. I will not be moved. The Lord is the strength of my life. He lightens my path today in Jesus' name. He straightens every crookedness in the journey of today in Jesus' name. The Lord holds me by his hand and he moves and goes with me in the journey of today. The strength of the Lord will keep me from falling. The Lord shields me in his mercy. The mercy of the Lord speak greater things for me. The blood of Jesus speak better things for me. I am helped of the Lord. I will be helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens the gates of heaven for me and blesses me beyond my wildest dream in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord keeps me moving in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not go weary. I will be strengthened in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. I want us to use this video to pray for Nigeria, our country. We that love our country, let's keep at it and continue to pray. I want us to pray for our country, Nigeria, that the mercy of the Lord will reign, that the peace of the Lord will rule, that the Lord will help our leaders to lead aright in the name of Jesus, that the peace of the Lord will reign, that the mighty hand of God will rule beyond our expectation, and we see better Nigeria as we go forward in Jesus' name. We say to you, Nigeria, it is well with you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. This is another Saturday, the 24th in the month of January 2026. And as we have been discussing from the beginning of this year, we've been discussing in the strength of the Lord on the topic, go forward. We have been looking at the angle of Jesus the way every weekend, and we are continuing in the light. If we remember yesterday that we discussed that, we rounded off yesterday by saying a purposeful journey that will come to an end is backed up with accountability. Any journey that lacks accountability cannot fulfill its purpose from the inception. We should be ready and willing to be accountable to our Creator. We should be ready and willing to be accountable to the instructor of our life, to the one who told us to go forward. And as we comply with him, we will enjoy him at every point in time in Jesus' name. Jesus is the way going forward. Jesus is the way to the Father going forward. We will enjoy the fruits that comes with listening and obeying the instruction that he has given to us in our journey going forward in Jesus' name. Our journey will not be fruitless and it will not be a wasted effort in Jesus' name. Remember, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. We'll be considering Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 23 today. Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 23, it says, great is thy faithfulness, his mercies begin afresh each morning. Great is his faithfulness. Do we want the faithfulness of God? He said, morning by morning we enjoy his mercies. The message of the Lord comes every morning for us to forge. The dawning of a new day is the beginning of another chapter in our lives along our journey moving forward. He said, morning by morning, his mercies we see. morning by morning is strength we receive. That is for everyone that is ready to call upon the mercies of the Lord daily. Great is God's faithfulness, His mercy we receive every morning. I want us to know that the strength of yesterday is not enough for today. That is why He releases His strength. That is why He releases His mercy on a daily basis. And He releases it at the dawn of every morning. So everyone that is willing to enjoy should call on the mercy of God daily. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. I would like to encourage us in this journey that we should not forget to always cry out for the mercy of God on a daily basis. Just call on that name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy upon me. His mercy is released upon us afresh on a daily basis, so we should always call Him. For each day comes with its own evil, its own obstacle and distractions. So we need freshness to be released upon us to do that which He has called us to do per day. Verse 4 says, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Who will you open? Who will you rest on for each day? Many of us rest on princes, on government, on friends. But those that rest upon the Lord will abide forever. Those who put their trust in God, who put their hope in God, will never have their hope dashed into pieces. I pray that God will help us with the consciousness to always rely on Him for this journey in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. That is why verse 33 said, morning by morning He releases His freshness. So the people that enjoy the benefit of His freshness are those who depend on Him for daily, day by day, new mercies we see. Give us this day our daily bread. That is why we need every day to call, Lord, give me this day. Give me the mercy I need for this day. Give me the strength and the freshness I need for this day. So He said, God is good to those who depend on Me, those who know that their hope alone is in God. And they will receive the strength He releases every day in Jesus' name. Verse 6 says, so it is good to wait quietly for the salvation from the Lord. If the Lord does not save and strengthen us, who will strengthen us? Who will save us in this journey? So He said, it is good. It's an advice to wait patiently, to wait quietly on the Lord on a daily basis for His strength, because He releases His mercies every day. As we continue in this journey, I want us to know that the only person we can depend on for strength to keep moving is God. He releases His mercy. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy on. His mercies He releases on a daily basis. So let us depend on Him for His mercy on a daily basis. How can a man wait quietly on the Lord? It can be in two ways. We can intentionally wait on the Lord, quietly wait on the Lord. Or God can intentionally draw us to call our attention on how or ways we need to wait on Him. If we look at Exodus chapter 3, like the one we read yesterday from verse 3, God needed to call Moses aside. He needed his attention at that particular time. He directed him to see the bush that was burning but did not get burnt. On a daily basis, God uses things to draw attention. If we are not sensitive enough, we will not know when He's calling us, when He's drawing our attention to come quietly to a separate place, to separate ourselves from the noise around us. We need sensitivity to know when God is calling us, when God is urgently calling our attention to something. I pray that as we journey, the Holy Spirit would help us to be sensitive to the call of God whenever He's calling us in Jesus' name. He called Moses and He gave him instruction. He was the one that needed to hear the instructions alone. So He called him and separated him with the burning bush. Not that because He wanted him to see the drama, but He needed to draw his attention and He gave him the instructions he needed for his life. Moses even thought that, thank God, though, I've gotten to my place of rest. I ran away from Pharaoh, the one that wants to kill me. I've gotten to a place of rest. He thought he has gotten to his final place, but God told him, no, you have not gotten. This rest is dangerous for you. So He used the burning bush to draw his attention, to tell him that you have not gotten to your destination. You still have a lot of work to do for me. And he gave him the instructions he needed to go forward. And God helped him to move in the journey of destiny and purpose. If God has not told you and I to stop, let's keep moving till he tells us to do otherwise. If he has not told us to stop, let's keep moving in his strength until he tells us to do otherwise. I'll be using this medium to encourage us this morning in this light. Do not get tired. Do not get weary in the journey of going forward. Yes, it can be taxing. No, it's not it can be taxing. It will be taxing. Challenges will come. Difficulties will come. We will experience a lot of inconveniences. But it pays to keep going forward. Remember, the journey is not for the faint-hearted. The journey is not for the weak. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 4 says, "Say to those who are faint-hearted, be strong." Using this word to encourage us, says, "Say to the faint-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you." He will never leave us desolate in this journey. He will never leave us comfortless in this journey. He said, "He will come and save you. He will come and save me." I am saying to the weary heart, the mighty God is surely beside us on a daily basis to save us at every point in time that we feel weak. Don't get tired. Don't get discouraged. Keep moving. He will come and save you. Just call on his name daily and you will see his mighty hands helping you in Jesus' name. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 says, "Keep this also in mind. The race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor favor to the men of skill. God alone is the answer to all through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way to the Father. He is the salvation of our lives. In this journey of our life, Jesus is the way that helps us in going forward. Anything we need in the Father is in him. His Holy Spirit helps and teaches us all truth. His Holy Spirit comforts us. His Holy Spirit gives us the backing we need from God. And as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, we enjoy him more than we ever believed in Jesus' name. Amen. God alone is the answer to all through Jesus Christ, our salvation. He is the only way to God, the eternal one. No one will come or can get, no one will go or can get to have eternal rest without him. Jesus is the way of salvation. He is the way to eternal rest. Release yourself unto him and you will find him in your path. Release yourself unto him to direct you in the journey of your path to make it to eternal home. As we release ourselves on a daily basis, I pray that God will help us to live a transformed life as we journey forward in the name of Jesus. Forward ever, backward never, in Jesus' name. We will make it to our heavenly home. On a daily basis, we'll receive the strength to be renewed and transformed in the way God wants us to be, in the name of Jesus. As we go this weekend, the strength of the Lord is made available for us in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Jesus, because your grace will keep us true. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend.